I'm from NPR News. I'm Janine Herbst. Ukraine's President Volodymyr Zelensky met with Canadian Prime Minister Mark Carney today, ahead of his expected meeting tomorrow with President Trump in Florida. NPR's Joanna Kakissis reports, despite the peace negotiations, Russia attacked Ukraine's capital overnight, killing at least two people and injuring more than 30.
Russia attacked Kyiv and surrounding areas with hypersonic, ballistic, and cruise missiles, as well as hundreds of strike drones. Speaking to reporters via voice message, Zelensky said Russia showed what it thinks of intensive efforts to end this war. They responded with a massive attack on Ukraine, he said. If the American side wants to hold a wartime referendum or elections, we cannot do it under conditions like these. Zelensky has said several times that he is ready to hold a referendum on the latest peace proposal if security is guaranteed for voters. Zelensky said that security guarantees are a main focus of talks with the Trump administration. Joanna Kakissis, NPR News, Kyiv.
Abortion and abortion counseling is now banned for veterans in the VA health system. As NPR's Selena Simmons-Duffin reports, the VA changed its policy after a Justice Department opinion issued Friday.
Based on a Department of Justice memo, the VA confirmed to NPR it has put in place a new policy this week where abortion and abortion counseling is banned except as, quote, life-saving treatment. That's a reversal of a policy during the Biden administration that allowed access in cases of rape and health risks. Kayla Williams is an Army veteran and the former director of the Center for Women Veterans at VA.
We are at increased risk of having physical health conditions related to toxic exposures, including various cancers. So barring not only abortion, but also abortion counseling seems particularly cruel and inhumane.
She also notes that women veterans are at increased risk of PTSD, which can cause worse pregnancy outcomes. Selena Simmons-Duffin, NPR News.
The National Weather Service has issued a winter weather advisory for much of the Northeast after a fast-moving storm hit the area last night. New York City got less than forecast, but more than it's seen in the past couple of years, with around 4 inches recorded in Central Park. That had some visitors happy, including Jennifer Yokley.
I think it was absolutely beautiful. We're from North Carolina, so it was great to come up to New York and see the snow.
But more snow fell on the north with more than 6 inches in Waterbury, Connecticut. The winter weather is snarling traffic in the region. FlightAware says more than 1,300 flights have been canceled and more than 20,000 delayed. Meanwhile, another storm is forecast to quickly intensify over the upper Midwest tomorrow through the Great Lakes on Monday. You're listening to NPR News from Washington.
This holiday season, the team at Up First is still hard at work with all new episodes, but the news does not take a holiday, and we know it's harder than ever.